Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Now, I want to speak to Sarah, Sarah Gayton, who's from the National Federation for the Blind and available to speak to us. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Thank you for joining us on the programme. The issue of the e-scooters, and it's such a sad reason why we're talking about it. A 14-year-old involved in a collision across in England, and the widower, Mr. Gary Davis, furious at the boy who knocked his wife down and caused her death. She died 6 days later, did not get a custodial sentence. You can understand his anger. As someone who represents people with difficulty when it comes to their vision, what's your opinion on e-scooters?
Well, the shop should be stopped selling them because people should not be able to ride them. They're not legal on the highway, and that's for good reason, because they're so unsafe for the rider. They're inherently unsafe for any pedestrian on the pavement, and they shouldn't be selling them. You know, we've also had, you know, a 12-year-old died on a rental e-scooter that is legal in the UK, in England. You know, we've had serious people injured from riding them, serious people being injured by being them hit. And for visually impaired people and blind people, they're terrifying them on the pavement because you can't see them, you can't hear them. But even if you could hear them, they come past too quickly. People riding them have got not a clue how dangerous they are and the impact they have on people just wanting to walk down the street.
We're getting mixed messages, however, aren't we? Because you talk about the illegal e-scooters and the legal ones. I'm back and forward to Newcastle upon Tyne quite a bit, and they have the legal e-scooters. You can pick them up and use them on the pavements and on the roads as you please, and then leave them at a corner and a lorry comes back and picks it up. So you're encouraged to use the e-scooter in some cities. In Belfast here, it is illegal to have an e-scooter on public property, yet in all, the place is peppered with them. No one seems to take any action against people on e-scooters.
Well, the police need to take action. You know, it's not fair on pedestrians. It's not fair on disabled pedestrians that have got no sight, and for anybody using a mobility aid. So the police need to get off the backside and start confiscating them. The law cannot be clearer. They are illegal to use on the public highway. I was in Newcastle. I saw those e-scooters myself. No, I have got vision. I found them lying all over the place. No, extremely dangerous. I found the helmets that were on those e-scooters weren't even fit for purpose. They were just for pedal cycles or roller skaters, not for e-scooters, right? So it's the trials are a complete mess and shambles in England. You know, and it has given mixed messages out to people. But in Belfast, in Northern Ireland, they're not legal and they shouldn't be anywhere. And the police just to get them off the streets. You know, even if you see people that might be riding there, what people think are safe and sensible, well, that's still not safe for a pedestrian. If these riders hit a pothole, if they hit a curb, if they hit a twig on the road and stuff or swerve quickly, they're off, and there's been a number of people that have died tragically because they've fallen off them or have been hit by cars. They're not a safe, stable or sensible machine for any purpose.
No, I personally am someone who rides an e-bike, and I commute every morning with it, or most mornings with it, and I have to negotiate my way through the traffic. And there are times when you need to be on the pavement. You simply need to be on the pavement. But when on the pavement, you're either pushing the bike, or indeed you travel at the slowest speed possible, being aware that pedestrians are also using the pavement, and indeed that people could come out of a driveway. When you see the individuals on e-scooters, they seem to just speed along the pavements, going from A to B, like as if there's, you know, no hazard. They're not putting in any effort, of course, from a physical point of view. They're just standing on this, like, I suppose, extended skateboard and whizzing along. And I think the police will only take action here when, sadly, something happens to a pedestrian or to the e-scooter operative themselves. They'll only intervene then. And until that tragedy happens, they seem to be turning, as you say, a blind eye.
Well, they need to wake up. You know, just because they haven't seen something tragic happen, that this daily occurrence of people riding on the pavements, you know, at people whizzing behind them, it creates a toll on people. You know, and there's been a tragic incident, again, just reported last week in England, where a visually impaired, disabled pedestrian has been put in prison because there was she shouted and waved her hand at a cyclist on the pavement, an elderly cyclist, and tragically the lady fell into the road and was killed. You know, there's consequences when pedestrians don't have their own safe space anymore. And, you know, if the pavement is being used by other road users, where does that leave the pedestrian?
Do you lobby, because this is important, do you lobby for the pavement to be pedestrian only? Because there are many pavements in Belfast that are both pedestrian and cycle orientated. They're not as marked as they should be, but there are many pavements where you can ride your bicycle on the pavement and the pedestrian is on a different part of the pavement. Would you like to see pavements for pedestrians only?
Frank, that is exactly what we want, because blind people use a white cane, or they've got a guide dog. So your white cane, it does go in an arc. So, you know, if a cycle is going past or an e-scooter, you could run over that white cane. In the Netherlands, lots of people are getting their canes broken. They get physically hit by cyclists and they get their white cane snatched out of their hands because of the action of the bike and stuff, even just trying to cross a road. So it's terrifying. You know, there is discussions, you know, there's lots and lots of policies about reducing speed of vehicles, reducing the amount of vehicles. There needs to be a huge amount of investment in public transport to give people safer options. But to use that pavement space for cycles, e-scooters and e-bikes. I know you ride an e-bike and you sound a very sensible rider. I've seen lots of people on modified e-bikes, or even at 15.5 miles an hour, racing down the pavement. And all of this build-up of continually having to try and walk, to go shopping, to go to school or to go to a social, anything that you need to access that pavement. And every journey starts with the pavement. Every single journey does. If you have that continual build-up, it's stress. It makes people think, shall I actually go out? Shall I actually go out and walk because it's not safe?
Sarah,
so you have to have a big discussion in Belfast about, you know, under the new guidance. I'm not totally sure if our guidance is the same as yours, but under the new cycle guidance from the Department of Transport in Parliament here, is you cannot have any more shared use pavements going forward with the new guidance. That's it. So things have to change, but the pedestrian is literally being squeezed off the pavement, being intimidated, scared. Even if you think as a rider you're safe, you think it's acceptable, it isn't from a pedestrian point of view. I hate to say it, it isn't.
It is a very important voice. Your voice is hugely important, and I'm personally listening to it as well as broadcasting it, because as a road user, a driver and as a cyclist, I think the voice of the pedestrian and the pedestrian who may be facing some additional challenge is hugely, hugely important. Until we have a proper structure in place where it is completely safe to always ride on the roads, however, in a city like this, I presume we will continue to have the shared space on the pavements. We need more of lanes. We need more of the cycle lanes. There's an initiative towards that, but it's not been rolled out fast enough.
But Frank, in London, where they've put a lot of this, but not anti-cyclists, I think I have to make that very clear, but in London, where they put the cycle lane in between the pavement and the bus stop. It's called a bus stop bypass. Or they've put the cycle lane where you have to get off the bus directly into a cycle lane. We know blind, visually impaired people in London will not go to the hospital anymore by public transport because they can't get across the cycle lane. You know, they can't get to their knitting shop. They can't get to their gym. So their behaviour has been totally, they can't use the bus because the cyclist will not stop during that going past them. And I've filmed and filmed and filmed and got lots of film evidence of that. So it's a case of even the infrastructure going in is not safe and accessible. So you have to have a real true understanding of putting infrastructure that will protect pedestrians, protect cyclists, and that unfortunately means a lot of cyclists will have to learn to stop, you know, to let the bus pull in, to let bus passengers get onto the bus. But it's a hidden problem in the UK. It's a hidden problem that our voices are not being heard. We're continually excluded. We are continually ignored. And I would ask you, Frank, to ask your listeners, if anybody is blind or visually impaired or with a guide dog, to actually go a walk with them. Go a walk and talk and broadcast and see how they're feeling with what's happening on the street. And I think it'd be an excellent experience for you.
What an important statement. Seriously, Sarah, absolutely, vitally important that your voice is heard and the voice of the people that you represent is heard. And you also talked about the modified e-bikes where some people are riding at 40 miles an hour on them and they're not even pedaling. They've put on a motor that they've imported from China, basically onto a mountain bike, and it's an electric moped they have, and the police don't seem to be intervening there either. So everything pointing towards more and more difficulties for the people who have a sight challenge.
And also, can I just make a plea to people about the actual increasing risk from the fires from e-scooters and e-bikes? We've managed to get the e-scooters off a lot of the public transport, a lot of trains now they're not allowed on. They're not allowed on buses because when the batteries fail, either spontaneously combust, they go up in less than a minute. A whole carriageway in London, the Transport for London one, on the underground, an e-scooter went off. It was completely covered, 42 seconds from being completely clear to completely covered in smoke, and it did burst into flames. And people's homes are getting, and people are getting injured because the scooters are being sort of, and the e-bikes as well are just blowing up when they're charging them.
Yeah, we should emphasise, of course, we should emphasise that these primarily are with the modified e-bikes and not, we haven't had examples of bikes that come from reputable sources having these complications with the batteries. But if you are importing from China and making your own modified e-bike, you run the risk of it being a fire hazard. Sorry, you've made some...
I think as well, Frank, if people sell them on and charges and different charges are not going with the bikes or this, that and the other, the e-scooters, it brings a hidden problem. And also if the way that the scooters are being ridden, they're banging them around, so your battery could become broken that you don't realise. And I understand about the reputable side of it, but the thing is, once you've got that on fire, it doesn't matter really, you know, you haven't got time to get out. It's horrendous.
Yeah, this is true. This is very true. And electrical faults will happen, of course, in many ways. So maintenance of your equipment is also vitally important. And using the right charger with your equipment is equally important. Sarah, you make a host of very, very relevant points this morning, which are well worth considering and discussing here on the programme. And hopefully action will be taken against people who are just being crazy on e-bikes, those who are using, crazy on e-scooters, those who are modifying e-bikes, and those who indeed are being absolutely thoughtless towards pedestrians on pavements. All of that has to be put in the mix. And the police need to take action against e-scooters in Northern Ireland. They're illegal on public property, but they're peppered all over the place. And sadly, it doesn't look like as if they will take any action until, sadly, someone is injured or worse. Sarah, thank you. You raised some very relevant points to make us all think. Thank you indeed.
Thank you so much, and thank you very much. Have a lovely day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. That is Sarah Gayton from the National Federation for the Blind at just gone 20 to 11. So your points on this are welcome. 02890-333-105.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.